Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. A mix of soccer and diplomacy on the presidential agenda. Emmanuel Macron will attend Sunday in Moscow the World Cup final that France will compete in. The head of state will take the opportunity to talk with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, as announced tonight by the Élysée. Meanwhile, Les Bleus have left St. Petersburg. They're expected any minute now in Istra, their base camp, where they will be resting and recovering before preparing for the final. We still don't know who their opponents will be, but we will find out tonight with the last semifinal. England will be facing Croatia at 8 o'clock. As for the Tour de France, the peloton arrived in Quimper, ending this fifth stage that took place today. 6 months after the death of Naomi Muzenga, the young woman whose call to the SAMU of Strasbourg had not been taken seriously, a judicial investigation for failure to assist a person in danger was opened, as decided by the Strasbourg prosecutor at the request of the victim's family. The main suspect in the murder of Sarah Halimi was not aware of his actions according to the conclusions of a new psychiatric report, which contradicts the results of the first examination. A third has already been requested by the judge in charge of the investigation pertaining to the death of the Jewish woman killed in Paris in April 2017. He supposedly accumulated during 3 years his allowance of deputy with a job as advisor in the private sector. Thierry Soler will soon have to explain himself before a judge. The National Assembly lifted his parliamentary immunity today. The decision was taken unanimously. Abroad, Donald Trump sets the tone even before the opening of the NATO summit today in Brussels. The American president criticized European countries, asking them to increase their defense budget. He also accused Germany of being entirely controlled by Russia because of the massive gas imports from Siberia to Berlin. And then in Paris, Metz, Toulouse, Marseille, and Montpellier, the suspense ended today for thousands of middle school students throughout France. The results of the ninth grade certificate, or brevet des collèges, were published today. Only the results for the Académie of Besançon have not yet been released, but will be by tomorrow morning. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.